Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. And you hear us in South Florida. You also hear us all around the state, by the way. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. Eric is a board-certified attorney by the state of Florida, the Bar Association in Condominium and Planned Development Law. The firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando and Tallahassee. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions. No matter where in the state you are, give us a call toll-free right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right, good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars. Karen, I didn't even tell you, wait till you see where we added another seminar.
Deadly.
A lot of them are on the ticket for October and now September. Our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. So you get a lot when you join our email list. Tomorrow's blog topic, remember, we start a new blog every Monday morning on a new topic at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, what are Category 1 and Category 2 restrictions? A lot of people don't know what those are, but it's an interesting topic. If you're on a board, trust me, you're going to want to know the difference between the two. All right, interesting observation when it comes to association law taking place. And yes, it has to do with politics in a sense. So as you know, Karen, the numbers came out on Friday that our GDP growth last quarter was over 4.1%.
Yep.
The economy is absolutely booming. Unemployment is down. I mean, the United States is just doing absolutely incredible. You know, we know the press is still going to talk about Russia, Stormy Daniels, Playboy Playmates, but bottom line is, numbers don't lie, and America right now is simply doing phenomenally, and I mean phenomenally, economically. It's fantastic to see.
It really is. And also the remains coming back from North Korea was kind of a big story. But
of course. I mean, we can go on. I can list 30 things, but let's just talk about the numbers.
Numbers.
The numbers alone are incredible.
Correct. And what do they mean when it comes to the condo and HOA world?
So what does it mean? Do those types of numbers have any effect in the condo and HOA world? Well, it typically means that foreclosures are down, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you remember what it was like in 2007, 2008, 2009, it was incredible. You know, and unit owners and homeowners now, they're paying their condo and HOA dues as they come due. It's certainly not, you know, like I said, 2008 any longer, right?
Right.
Where, you know, a large percentage of owners were in foreclosure. The reverse is now true. Things were so bad back, you know, in the early 2000s, you know, about, I guess, 8-10 years ago. Let's say I would represent some buildings in downtown Miami that had 300 units. Suppose I told you more than 150 of them would be in foreclosure.
And that's like a snowball on everybody else who's in the building.
Exactly.
They have to, you know.
Exactly. The bottom line is the insurance still has to get paid for the building. So you had 150 people paying the expenses for 300, you know, if you had a 300-unit building. It was absolutely a disaster, and things have completely turned around, at least for associations.
Well, and the beautiful thing is that, you know, Trump says this is sustainable and that multi $21 trillion debt will just start melting away like it's doing for HOAs and condos as well. And, you know, now associations actually have some money in the bank, or do they?
Yeah, I think they do. You know, barring any storms or major repairs, associations right now should be doing pretty well. And if they're being managed correctly, yes, they should have at this time some money in the bank. You know, so, you know, what have we found over the years is when money is tight, litigation is down. You know, what do I mean by that? Nobody has money to fight
right. The
typical battles that come up in a condo or HOA. Yes. Boards kind of look the other way when it comes to violations, especially minor violations, right? Mm-hmm. Because they don't want to spend money on litigation. Mm-hmm. But when associations are flush with money, like, you know, most of them are now, are doing pretty well, no question about it, there's more litigation, and there's typically more buying and selling. And, you know, I'd love to hear from some of our board members who are listening out there. If they believe that a good economy, does that translate into better finances for your condo or for your HOA? Certainly some board members should chime in and let us know what you think on that. You know, the foreclosures have basically gone away is your association doing better in these good times that the U.S. is currently having right now? Give us a call. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. Hey, by the way, Karen.
Yeah.
Guess where I'll be Tuesday night?
Where?
I guess I know. Tampa. Yeah, for the Trump rally.
Right.
I'm going up there Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's going to be wild.
Your mommy-a?
I'm bringing mom.
Yay.
Mom is going to be 87. She's never seen a president of the United States, and we're going to go. And
she's gonna love it.
Mom and son bonding time.
How fantastic!
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the turnout's going to be pretty amazing. You know, that area of the state. Is certainly red, certainly different than like the I-4 corridor towards the middle of the state. And, you know, see how it goes. It should be a lot of fun.
He's going to be stumping for Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor.
Exactly.
So he and DeSantis and Gwen Graham are kind of at the top. And then also, I believe, if you're lucky, the governor might show up because he's also stumping for him.
Yeah, exactly. He certainly is. But the governor, I think, unfortunately, has another commitment in Clearwater.
Oh, okay.
So he's saying he might not be able to
make it. It's right there.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see if he makes it back in time. But needless to say, they're expecting an incredible turnout. We'll see how it goes.
Well, we'll hear from you live on the morning show then to find out how it all went.
That will be fun.
So last week we had fun as well. It was our 400th show. I guess something's working.
It had 400 shows, right? Pretty amazing. And we spoke about a hot topic in condominium law right now, which is that new law that prevents someone who has already served 8 consecutive years in a row on the board from continuing to serve, right? Unless 2/3 of the voters actually vote for that person, or there aren't enough eligible candidates and, you know, no election is required anyway. And there were definitely lots of people out there who don't like this new law. They are upset about it.
So the question is, should there be term limits in condos?
Yeah, should there be? And, you know, bottom line is it's hard to get volunteers in a condo. You know, it's a thankless job. You know, even if you do great things, people are still going to yell and scream at you and tell you how they could have done a better job. So, you know, one of the thought processes is if you have somebody that wants to keep doing this tough job for no money, you know, no pay, why should they be kicked off?
Right.
Why not let them stay? You know, that's my thought.
Yeah. So we want to hear from our listeners, of course. Should board members in condos and HOAs be subject to mandatory term limits? Let us know what you think. Give us a call at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Probably a good time to take our first break. So we'd love to know all your thoughts on whether or not the economy is helping in your association. We'd love to get your thoughts on the new law that kicks you off after 8 years, as Karen said. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news! There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. Right here on 850 WFTL, Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer, taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state. You get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right, how about we take our first call of the day, Kirk in Lauderhill. How are you, Kirk? Good morning.
I guess the heart of my question is about what is privileged information in terms of lawsuits in our community. We currently have a legal bill of $171,000, which is considerably more than our $80,000 budget.
Okay. Wow.
The president is holding the information about the nature of all these lawsuits pretty close because I believe he believes it's privileged information. But we want to know, what are we doing to run up such a big bill? Kind of like, where's the leaky faucet that's running up our water bill so we can change our behavior and bring this under control?
Well, okay, great question. I think you are entitled. This is a condo or an HOA, by the way?
It's a condominium.
Condominium, okay. Interesting, because if the HOA statute has a clause in it that basically says if the association is going to be involved in litigation or commence litigation where the amount at issue would be more than $100,000, you got to get a vote of the community to do it. Such a provision does not exist in the condo statute. Okay? So the condo statute now, at least in your condominium, I should say, you spent $171,000 in legal fees, and you're not sure what it's all about. So I'll tell you what you can do.
We just want an audit, but without jeopardizing anything that may be in progress.
Well, let me ask you this. Why wouldn't you ask for copies of the attorney's legal bills? or a copy of the complaint. Did you, you know, any litigation that the association would be involved in, if it's in the court system, you would be entitled, very simply, to go online and get a copy of that complaint.
Public
if it's
record,
in the county
right?
court, sure, public record,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
and
you,
I'm sorry.
Is there a fee for that?
No, not a fee at all. Absolutely not. Where what this would be, you're calling from Lauderhill, so let me suggest that probably the lawsuit is in Broward County, Florida, right?
Correct.
Right. So you can go to Broward Clerk.
It's not just one lawsuit. That's
right. Understand. Understand. I get it.
There's something that people are suing us over. I don't know whether it's documents or I don't know what.
Okay. One step at a time, Kirk. One step at a time. So let's say you went to BrowardClerk.org, right? BrowardClerk.org. One word. And you can find out simply by typing in your association's name all the litigation that your association is currently involved in the Broward County court system. Right, that's one way. Another way would be simply to write an write a letter, do it by a certified mail, return receipt requested, send it to your board and say, this is a unit owner inquiry, and I would like a description of each and every lawsuit that the association is currently involved in. And technically, they have to give you an answer to that. And there's another thing you can do as well. And a lot of associations get caught in this trap, and they wind up getting in trouble. You are entitled to make a records request for copies of the legal bills sent by the attorney to the association for payment. So you can say, I want to see a copy of all the legal bills. Now, when that happens, the association has an obligation to give those bills to you within the 10 days. However, they can redact the information on those bills to the extent that it may be attorney-client privilege. What do I mean by that? So sometimes, like when I represent an association, we're involved in litigation, I'll write on the legal bill exactly what my mental impressions are, thoughts, conclusions, what we spoke about, right? And that needs to be redacted. So when an association gets a demand for copies of legal bills, first thing they should do is tell their lawyer, hey, we got a request for copies of your bills. Can you get them for us and redact what the unit owners shouldn't see? Redact those things that are attorney-client privileged. But there's a lot of cases out there that says after they're redacted, you know, the attorney-client privilege information is redacted, unit owners absolutely, without question, are allowed to see those legal bills. And that might answer a lot of your questions.
It sure does, and I appreciate it very much.
Okay, you got it, Kirk. I wish you a lot of luck. How about we go to Rosario in Deerfield? By the way, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, Rosario in Deerfield. How are you, Rosario?
Good morning. Thank you. Regarding the week topics, how many people should be on your board?
Yes.
So technically, I live in an HOA. We have supposed to have 5 people. Right now, we have 3.
Yes.
However, only 2 show up on a regular monthly board
meeting. You don't have a quorum. You don't have a quorum. If your documents say 5, right, you're supposed to have 5, and you only have 3, and then only 2 of the 3 show up, technically you don't have a quorum of directors and can't do business. You need a third.
So that means that any time they're trying to assess or make decisions on a project like that.
Not enough directors, correct. You need one more.
One more, you mean... The 3 that are right now have to show up?
Correct. You need 3 at a meeting. If your documents call for a 5-member board, right, you must have a 5-member board. I don't care how many that you currently are on the board. It doesn't mean that, you know, if you're only going to put 3, if 2 of the 3 show up, that's a quorum. That's not a quorum. If your documents require a 5-member board and less than 3 show up, sorry, you don't have enough people for a quorum. And therefore, no business can be taken.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah. We've blogged about that many times in the past, and we're going to spend some time today actually talking about what are the requirements for the number of board members on your board. And the answer depends on whether or not you live in a condo or you live in an HOA like Rosario does.
Yeah. Okay? She wants to join the board.
As a matter of fact, let's talk about that right now because this is really, really an important issue. And I'm seeing the incorrect number of board members serving on a condo association board all the time. Okay, so let's kind of teach this. And for those that are playing along at home, if you live in a condo, you want to look at Florida Statute 718.112. Again, 718.112. What does that statute say? The bylaws shall provide for the following, and if they don't, it shall be deemed to include the following. And A1 says the form of administration of the association shall be described, indicating the title of the officers and the board, and specifying their powers, duties, manner of selection and removal and compensation, if any, in the absence of a provision. You ready? The board shall be composed of 5 members.
Okay.
Okay? So if you take a look at the statute, if it says if your documents are not clear, right? If your documents are not clear.
It's the default.
Yes. The default is 5. You know, and as you can see, in order to determine how many directors should serve on your board, you need to look at your bylaws. Now, the bylaws almost always state the number of directors required to compose the board. Like in Rosario's case, it was 5. But if the bylaws are silent, the statute says the number is automatically set at 5, period.
What about term limits? Should there be term limits in condos?
Term limits, different things. And yes, under the decisions by your arbitrators in the state of Florida, it's been held time and time again that the unit owners have a right to amend their documents to include term limits. So yes, you can prevent somebody from actually running again and again for the board, but that could be done by the unit owners, so we don't need this new law that automatically kicks them off the board.
Right. And we want to hear from our listeners, you know, should board members in condos and HOAs be subject to mandatory term limits?
Right, exactly.
And the number is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a break. But when we get back, I want to talk about what the current problem is and why it's creating so much confusion for people that are living in condominiums as to how many people should actually be on your board and why so many of you are getting it wrong and you actually have an illegal number of members on your board. I think you'll be interested in this. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. He specializes and is board certified by the Florida Bar in condominium and plan development law, condos and HOAs basically. If you have a question for Eric, toll-free number, free to ask a question, free answer, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, and he teaches this stuff for free as well.
Let's talk about that. Big announcement this morning, Karen. Just remember, I want to remind everybody that the election season is really going to be back before we know it. You know, once we get back to school and stuff, that's kind of a hint where, here we go, time to start preparing for your elections in both condos and HOAs. And remember, if you don't get certified either a year before becoming a board member, within 90 days after, you are automatically off the board. One way of getting certified, take our popular Condo Craze Board Cert course. It's now certified about 15,000 Floridians all across the state. And as you know, our class was approved by the DBPR to also provide two legal update credits for all community association managers that attend. And the big news you know about
yet.
Due to popular demand, we've been asked time and time again to bring our show on the road to Florida's panhandle. So, on September 16th, we will be in Destin, Florida, in Fort Walton Beach.
Love it.
In the panhandle at the Emerald Coast Home Show, actually.
Beautiful.
During the home show, this will be the only seminar that's allowed to do this, but we will be starting on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. before the doors open. You want to come to our seminar? Come to our seminar at 9, and afterwards, join the rest of the show. We were given special permission to actually have an event that starts at 9 a.m., so we'll be teaching our board certification class on condos and HOAs. To those of you who live in the panhandle, and so many of you actually listen to the show on the internet from that those neck of the woods, and we really, truly look forward to meeting everybody again. That's September 16th at the Emerald Coast Home Show, Fort Walton Beach in the Panhandle, 9 a.m.
Beautiful area. So also October 2nd, you'll be right here in Palm Beach County at 8:30 in the morning at the Palm Beach Convention Center at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Yep, Orlando on October 3rd at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
October 4th, Broward Convention Center, L&L Condo, HOA Expo.
And October 9th in Miami at the James L. Knight Center at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
These are all at 8:30 in the morning. October 10th, 10:10, Braden and Convention Center, that's the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
And October 26th, back in Tampa at the Tampa Convention Center. So we are literally all over the entire state of Florida between September and October. No excuse. Sign up on our website, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I promise.
So I just have a question. The one you're doing on September 16th on Sunday, you're doing the show from there then?
No, we're not going to be able to do the show from there. We're going to do our seminar from there.
Okay.
It's going to be impossible.
All right. Eric teaches so many different topics at each seminar, including the importance of the from time to time language, official records, different types of documents that govern your community, service and emotional support animals, collections, manager responsibilities, all the new laws that have been passed this year, and a lot more. A lot of stuff happened on July 1st, let me tell you. Free food is served. It's delicious. Everyone walks out with a free, frameable, beautiful certificate, and certainly much, much wiser, whether you're just a resident or you're on the board or you want to be on the board, you should attend. It's a great learning experience.
And again, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com to attend. Funny, Brian sent me a funny parody yesterday on Facebook, Karen. It was a young couple who wanted to bring a pet emotional support dinosaur on an airplane.
And dinosaur?
Yeah, dinosaur, yes, and it was pretty funny. And this time, the ticket agent who worked for the airline held firm and would not allow the emotional support dinosaur on the plane. But if you see it, trust me, it's hysterical. And it basically proves our point that a lot of this is simply insane. How about we go to Greg in Jensen Beach? How are you, Greg?
I'm good. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Okay, so I got in the elevator. I'm in a condo. And I got in the elevator Friday afternoon, and there is a handwritten sign hanging in the elevator. Attention all residents, the engineer, along with management, will be inspecting all units on July 30th and August 1st.
Okay.
Now, they want to inspect our balconies. We've been going through concrete restoration. And back on March 2nd, they just went through and they inspected all the balconies at that time.
Right.
Now they're saying they need to inspect again. And they haven't had any board meetings in a while. The last board meeting they had was May 17th. Mm-hmm. And they then sent out a letter on June 1st.
Okay.
But what they told us in the May 17th board meeting was a different plan than in the letter they sent out June 1st, which appears to be a different plan than what they're going to do now with this inspection.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, because I really want them to have regular meetings and keep the owners informed, can I tell them that they're not allowed in my unit?
No, I don't think you can.
They have not held a meeting to authorize this action.
No, I don't think you can. The bottom line is, if they're saying that an expert needs to gain entry into everyone's unit to get a handle as to what needs to be done to each unit in order to make repairs, I can tell you that the Florida statute in and of itself would give them the right to enter your unit. And I'll upset your day a little more. Let's say that your documents, your governing documents, provide that you are required to give your association a key to your unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to be home on July 31st or August 1st, I would take the position that the association even has a right to enter your unit in your absence with a key in order that the expert be allowed to enter and observe what needs to be done in order to prevent damage to your unit, the common elements, or the surrounding unit. They certainly have that that right under the governing documents. So I'm telling you, preventing them from coming in is a lose-lose. There's a long line of cases on that. Preventing them from getting keys, there's a long line of cases on that. You're going to lose, and you're going to wind up paying their attorney's fees. So sometimes on this show, you get the answer that you don't want to hear, but it's the answer that's going to save you from being a defendant in a courtroom. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'm willing to compromise. Can I tell them you can't come on July 30th because I'm busy, but I'll leave time open for you on August 1st?
See if they can do that. I think, you know, when a board is trying to get access to someone's unit, to whatever extent they can be cooperative, they should. Mm-hmm. So if it's not a big deal for them to do it on one day instead of another, sure, they should accommodate you. No big deal. It's all about being neighborly. Okay.
Okay.
I hope it works out for you, Greg.
Neighborly, but thank you.
We're trying. Why can't we be friends? Remember, that's the theme of the show.
Right.
Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. Remember, Karen, before we went to the break, we were talking about the fact that a lot of boards and a lot of associations right now, unfortunately, have the incorrect number of board members sitting on their board.
Right. Some don't even show up. I think it's automatically the default we said was five. And as I understand, the problem is that many of you, however, leave provisions in your documents that do not require a specific exact number of directors to serve. So instead, your bylaws state something like, quote, the number of directors shall not be less than three or more than nine.
Right. Exactly.
Exact number to be determined each year or by the board or by the members. And if you don't even have a quorum, oh boy.
Yeah.
So when your docs read this way, what is the correct number? I understand the arbitrators have answered the question for us.
Exactly. Okay. So again, just to recap, a lot of you go to your documents each year to figure out how many directors should be on your board, and you have this kind of crazy language, no less than three, no more than nine, no less than five, no more than 11, you know, a very, very wide range of directors. And that actually creates the problem here. So arbitration cases for condos, again, this is just for condos, have consistently held that when the governing documents provide that range, right, for a number of directors, such as, you know, not less than X, but not more than Y, and I'm telling you, a lot of you have these provisions in your documents, the statute automatically sets that number at five. Now, a lot of you are playing it wrong. You say, okay, nine people are running, we can have nine. That's not how the arbitrators interpret it. And you might want to look at a case called Camber versus Kenilworth Condo Association, right? Number of that case is 2003-06-2726, 2003 case. So bottom line, if there is a range in your documents regarding the number of directors, the number is automatically set at five, like it or not.
Eric, it's Sunday morning. Why are you teaching me algebra with X and Y?
Right, exactly.
It's too early.
I tell you, this is an important topic, though, because a lot of boards are simply incorrectly composed at the moment.
Right, oh, it's scary. And what if suppose the owners don't want five?
Well, right, we want nine, right?
Yeah.
If you don't like the fact that you now have a five-member board, right, Eric just told you, sorry, your board is at five. Well, an association always has the power to reset that number by a properly noticed membership meeting to amend your bylaws. If you don't like the fact that you're now at five, so go back, amend your bylaws to get rid of that range stuff. Take out the language that says no less than three, no more than nine, and put in a specific number. Change your documents to say a three-member board or a seven-member board or a nine-member board. Just get rid of that range, and if you want a case that stands for that, name of that case is Smith versus Ocean View Association. It's a 1997 case.
So right? You need two-thirds of the vote?
Yeah, typically right. Whatever it would be to amend your bylaws, that's exactly right, Karen.
All right.
Typically it's two-thirds, and two-thirds can amend your documents to say no more of this range ridiculousness.
Right.
It's too confusing. Now we're just going to set a very specific number for the bylaws.
Yeah, no more
for
algebra.
The board. Right, exactly.
So I hate to ask this, but does this apply to HOAs as well?
No, it does not apply to HOAs. Again, you know, God forbid that the two communities should agree on anything, basically, at this point. But it does not apply to HOAs. And the reason is because the HOA, unlike the condo statute, it doesn't contain a provision that sets the number at directors at five. There is no fallback, default number in the HOA statute. That default number only applies for condos.
Okay.
So a little confusing, but the bottom line is if you have any doubt about how many members should be serving on your board, ask the attorney for your association. Trust me on this, guys. It's cheaper to ask the attorney before this mistake is made rather than having to fix the mistake once the mistake is made. So get help from counsel.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
And you, as an attorney for many, many condos and HOAs, do you find that there are many people clamoring? What is the percentage? Clamoring to be on the board or not?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that basically want to be on the board in some associations.
So they don't need more incentive? And if they did need an incentive, what would you suggest?
Let's put it this way. There's more people that want to be on the board when things are not going well at an association. And I would say this to people out there generally. When there's very little participation in your community in terms of people wanting to run for the board, when there's very little participation at the meetings, in a sense, don't be insulted by that. Just the opposite. Take it as a compliment because trust me, if you were doing something bad, people would be showing up and complaining. You're doing something good.
I see. Okay.
Then they stay away.
Interesting. So if you want more people on the board, you do something bad.
Yeah, right.
Is that
exactly.
The incentive?
Right. Steal some money. Trust me, there'll be lots of people running.
They'll line up.
Exactly. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116. Or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to the last segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL, taking your phone calls for Eric Glazer, who specializes in HOA and condo law. In fact, he's board certified. The number to call, toll free for free information, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Yeah, and don't hold your calls for the last minute like always, right? We get to like the 55 mark on the show, and all of a sudden there's like 31 calls on hold, and you waited too long, so get your calls in the next few minutes. Again, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. As a matter of fact, let's go to Bob across the state in Naples. How are you, Bob?
Hello. I live in an HOA. The board don't believe in having any meetings, and they built a wall around our motors for the pump, for the pool and that. The county came in and fined them $2,000.
They built a wall where?
Around the pool pump and the filter system of our pool.
Okay.
And the county come in, says you didn't get a permit, and they got fined. And the directors helped build it.
Okay.
Now there's a $2,000 fine. Can the people in the community do anything about? They say the board, the association, has to pay the fine.
And they do have to pay the fine. You know, and this happens.
Yeah.
You know, typically, Karen, as you know, I'm all in favor of building a wall.
Yeah, I mean, I know,
right?
You are.
I'm in favor of build that wall.
Build that wall with a beautiful
except,
door.
Except we have a problem with this wall. Because, yes, the board here did make a mistake. You can't start building, you know, structural components on the in the HOA on, you know, common on HOA-owned property without getting a permit for it. I mean, that's kind of pretty obvious. That's something that, quite frankly, your board members should have known. But then the question becomes is, okay, they screwed up. They didn't get the permit. They should have got the permit, and now the association got fined $2,000. So what do we do with that $2,000 fine? Can we take that $2,000 fine and now tack it on and make it a personal obligation of the unit owner, of the board of directors? So, you know, you'd have to prove, in order to get personal liability against a director in an association, whether it's a condo or an HOA, if you sued them for this, you'd have to show that they intended to basically cause harm. You'd have to show that they committed a violation of the criminal law, right? They didn't do that. They certainly didn't commit a criminal violation here. You'd have
to
show.
Well, they were informed. Now, I informed them not they had needed a permit, but the president and vice president live across from the pool, and they built it, and they even tell people to keep the sound away from their house. We used to have heads there.
Okay,
for 21
now, if
years.
You can prove that they knew beforehand that a permit was going to be necessary, but that they didn't care about getting the permit because this is something that they were going to benefit from personally. In other words, they did it.
Yeah.
They had knowledge that they needed a permit, but they ignored it because, hey, this was going to benefit their home. Let's say you have smoking gun emails to that effect, like where a director would write, who cares about the permit? I can't take the noise anymore or whatever. And, yeah, potentially you can get individual liability against the director in that regard. But generally speaking, in the state of Florida, next to impossible to get individual liability against the director. Again, you got to show that the director received some sort of a kickback, a personal benefit. You got to show criminal conduct, that they acted with the intent to harm. Very, very difficult and unlikely to recover in that regard. Okay?
Even if they don't have meetings and they do all sorts of work.
Well, here's the if you look at the HOA statute, basically the only meeting that you're required to have under the HOA statute is your annual meeting. So if they're having that, they're doing the right thing. If they were required to have a budget meeting, that would be contained in the association's governing documents. But everybody know, and not just for HOAs, for condos too, people call into the show all the time and say, you know what, we're only having one or two meetings a whole year. This is ridiculous. This is outrageous. Guess what? The law doesn't require more than that. Okay? You'd be surprised, but that's all the law actually requires.
Someone needed a roof, or they say needed a roof, and they leaned the house, and now they're taking them to court to enforce the lien.
Okay.
Can they do that without a meeting or anything?
Maybe I don't understand. Why did they put a lien on someone else's house?
The other, we're in villas. One half had insurance says it needed to be replaced. The other half said no. And the board told us that there's a state law saying you can only do, you can't do just half a villa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't know. Yeah, and this is the problem when you run into shared roofs. So these are people that are actually sharing roofs.
So even though they didn't need it, they had to replace it.
Yeah.
And then nothing's going to cover it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but got to look at your documents. Quite oftentimes, the governing documents discuss in detail who's responsible for doing what, and sometimes I can't answer those questions without seeing the docs. But, Bob, appreciate the phone call, buddy,
okay,
and appreciate you listening all the way in Naples. We got to go to John in Palm Beach. Taking your calls, everybody, in a few minutes left, 877-850-8585. Again, John in Palm Beach. How are you, John?
Hi, good morning. In 3 minutes or less, when a condominium association becomes the rental community, meaning they go above 33%, we're currently probably just around 50%. Wow. It all happened in the last 5 years. We were probably around 15% for a number of years, and then it just exploded in the last 5 years. Is there any way to try to reverse that, or the only best case scenario is if we have another bubble where it just grows exponentially, the prices inflate.
I'm going to try to answer your call real quick.
Would want to sell the property instead of renting it.
Okay, here's part of the problem. You said this is a condo, right? One of the problems now, because you're at the 50% mark, by the way, is that you've taken yourself out of a situation where potential buyers would be able to get FHA-backed mortgages. Once you get to 50%, a community that's over 50% rentals, there's no way that anybody would be able to get a mortgage should they want to move in that community that's FHA-backed. Can happen. So you've just basically limited the amount of potential buyers for all of your properties, number one. So that's a potential problem. Number two, you want to know what you can do about it now, and the answer is not much, and I'll tell you why. Let's say that you amended somehow, some way, you know, you were able to get your declaration amended, which would be basically be impossible once you're at 50%, because you probably need 75% to amend your documents now to say no more rentals, right? And if you're already at 50% of people renting it out, how in the world are you going to get 75% of the people to say no more rentals?
Well, can't the people that own the condo that rent it out vote?
Yes, they can, but why are they going to vote to take away rentals from from themselves?
Yeah,
you know
that
what I'm
was
saying?
Dumb. Hello.
No, not dumb, but that the bottom line is they're not going to vote to take those rights away from themselves at this point. So you're really in a difficult situation. Now, let's say you're lucky. You're really, really lucky, and you're able to get a vote of the unit owners to now amend your documents and provide for no more or limited rentals in the future. Guess what? That amendment, even if it passes, does not apply to anyone who doesn't specifically vote in favor of that amendment. Okay? It would only apply to people, again, who voted for it. If people voted against it, it does not apply to them, and it only applies to the people who they sell to next. George, John, I'm sorry. I hope that answers your question, but we got one more call to take, and it's George in Estero. How are you, George?
Hi, Eric. George Molnar in Estero, Lee County.
Sure, how can we help?
Part of the litigation. I could certainly get up every morning after I feed the cats and check the Lee County website to see if RHOA is being sued. But I'm just curious, once the litigation is complete, is there any reason that the entire file shouldn't be available to the owners?
Great question. And I can tell you there's a provision in the HOA statute and in the condo statute that basically says the communications, the files between the attorney for the association and the association that reveals the attorney's mental impressions, thoughts, conclusions, litigation strategy about pending or imminent cases, right, either civil, administrative, or criminal, those would normally be, right, attorney-client privileged communications, and you certainly can't get them during the course and scope of litigation that is pending. But George raises a very, very interesting point. What happens when that litigation is now concluded?
Win or lose.
Win or lose. And you know what the statute says?
What?
George is right. When that litigation is concluded, that privilege is gone.
Yeah, you paid for it.
And now the unit owners are allowed to see it all. And I can tell you, a lot of associations and certainly a lot of attorneys are not too happy that that's the current state of the law when it comes to HOAs and condominium associations, because, you know, you want to be very frank as an attorney sometimes in what you write. You want to you know, you'll want to have to be careful about every single word that you say, hoping that someday it doesn't come back to be used against you. And, you know, you think that when you send a message to a client during litigation, it's always going to be confidential forever and always.
No.
And here it's not.
So that kind of answers the other question the guy had. If it's been already adjudicated, then he has access to it.
If it's been already adjudicated, yes, you have the right now to make a claim, a request for access to communications, right? Copies of your bills, and those bills can't be redacted. And if the attorney or the association try to hand you bills that are, in fact, redacted in some way, shape, or form, you have a right now to file an arbitration and say, hey, these matters are now closed under the statute. I'm allowed to see it all. And that's a real good point you make, George.
Well, Eric, thank you again. I learn something every week. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for listening. Yeah, and you know, like I said, Karen, a lot of attorneys not too thrilled that this is currently the state of the law on HOAs or condos, because when you hit send on an email, you're like, wait a minute, you know, when this case closes, someone can see what I'm writing here. So
and when you're trying to be aggressive, obviously.
Right, you're trying to be aggressive. Maybe you want to say something a little negative about your opponent or your adversary or the person being sued, and you know what? You better be careful because that can now come back and bite you. It's not necessarily privileged once that case is done and over with. But, guys, that brings us to the end of another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Wow, I'll tell you, the hour goes so fast. Like I said, glad we added yet another seminar in the Panhandle on September 16th. We really look forward to meeting everybody in those neck of the woods. It'll be the first time that we go there. Karen raised a good point. Maybe we do the show live from there on
from September
16th,
Beautiful.
Right? That could be potentially a lot of fun.
Yes.
But, again, we'll figure out what we're going to do in that regard. In the meantime, we'll talk to you again next Sunday, 11 a.m. here on 850 WFTL on Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody have a wonderful week. Take care.
Thanks, Eric.
WRMF HD2.